Here's something I don't care about in a movie or a TV show. A blind girl. This is the story of a blind girl who... Click! You know what? As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing they can do with a blind girl. Well, maybe a couple of things, but there's nothing they can tell me about a blind girl that's going to interest me. I don't care that she's blind. I don't care if she learns how to communicate with geese. I don't care if she can identify 300 different flowers from their smells. I really don't care. Does she fuck? Now you're talking. Hello, I'm Fred Ponsoloni III, president of the Fart Retrieval League. We all know that millions of farts are released by Americans each day. But did you know not all of them are free to rejoin the atmosphere? It's true. A small but significant number of farts each day are hopelessly trapped in seat cushions, suspended forever in cotton padding or foam rubber. We're asking you to help rescue these forgotten farts by sending your donations to the Fart Retrieval League. We'll send you a booklet entitled The Facts on Farts. And next time you're in a hotel lobby, do your part. Jump up and down on a seat cushion for several minutes and liberate a few trapped farts. The Noodleman Twins Television Network proudly presents America's longest-running daytime drama, As the Turd Whirls. A day-to-day chronicle of ordinary people desperately in need of professional intervention and perhaps even cranial surgery. Take a break in your day, as once again we flush the toilet of life, and as blue water fills the bowl, we watch fascinated, as the turd whirls. Romantic music is heard as a well-built man approaches a beautiful woman in an upscale bar.
Hi, you want to play a game?
What kind of game?
It's called Count the Man's Balls.
Die in a fire, bourgeois scum.
We really should get together. I'm an interesting guy. I can take a live cockroach and put it up my nose and pretend it's not there. I also like to do unusual things to small woodland mammals, but not until I pull out all their claws. Otherwise, look out! Lots of screaming from Vinny. I'll bet you never dated a guy like me. Believe me, I'm worth a try.
I wouldn't go home with you if you had six dicks.
Come on, I purposely didn't jerk off today just so I could take someone home. You want to compare hard-ons?
I'm a woman, trouser stain.
So, let me see your hard-on.
Listen, I can't take the time to explain anatomy to you. I've been waiting all day just to get out of this tight underwear. I'm getting real moist in my groin area. I'd love to take off my clothes and have someone massage me firmly but gently all around my crotch. My female organs are warm and pulsating, and I can smell the sexual fluids and secretions flowing out of me and mingling with my sweat.
Now you're talking! Let's go to my house!
Okay, but no sex. Understand?
Fine by me. But can I at least jerk off? I waited all day.
Join us again tomorrow on As the Turd Whirls, as Trent has to decide whether to blow the mailman in exchange for free stamps. Farmers are on government welfare, and you pay for it. Good year, bad year, doesn't matter. They still get money. In a bad year, drought or floods, the crop is poor, incomes drop, farmers can't make their payments, and they need financial help. You pay for it. In a good year, favorable weather, there's a bumper crop. Prices fall, income drops. Farmers can't make their payments, and they need financial help. You pay for it. Either way, farmers win, you lose. Well, I guess we should be grateful. At least there's plenty of tasteless food, all safely sprayed and filled with contaminants. You know, bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts.